creepy story I received from Tales from the Grid Square, a page dedicated to paranormal stories from the military. And this scary story takes place at the Joint Forces Training Base in Los Alamitos, California, which is where I served during my time in the Army National Guard. So this spooky story sort of hits home for me. So here it goes. Joint Forces Training Base. What a spooky place. I grew up going to that base all the time since my pops was part of the aviation battalion there. Sometimes they would have evening meetings, and my sister and I would tag along. We'd stay on the first floor of the old theater building, or the building next to it, and we never dared venture into the theater alone or go upstairs. It wasn't that we weren't allowed, it was just that we got these dreadful cold feelings past certain points. My mom took a picture inside the theater, and I swear there were clearly people in the audience. The only thing is, no one was sitting in that direction where the photo was taken. Now, it might not sound that scary, but if I were dropped in those buildings today, I'd hesitate to walk in them alone. Something just isn't right about the place. My dad would keep talking about it, seeing shadows here and there, and other guys would mention spots on base known for weird activity. Lodging just above Fiddler's Green is well known for paranormal happenings. Apparently, there are all sorts of spirits wandering between the rooms. If you ever have to do an overnight in Los Alamitos, do yourself a favor and get a room at the Courtyard down Catella. It's much nicer, and there's no paranormal activity. Anyway, we ended up going back a couple of weeks later, and the same military police, MP, was on duty. My pop started shooting the breeze with him. Jokingly, my dad asked if there had been any more strange incidents. And this guy mentioned Building 5. Building 5 was this old building right by the chapel. They were renovating it and knocking it down because of the asbestos and lead paint. And before it was gutted, Building 5 was terrifying. Such a lonely feeling for such a small spot. During the teardown, the contractors apparently dug up part of a morgue and a forgotten piece of the basement. No idea if it's true, but we were told that they found someone there. Maybe a World War II pilot or someone who had died during training. And after that, a lot of weird things started to happen in the building. Lights going on and off with no power. The sound of running water, even though the water was shut off. And people talking when no one was around. One night, the MP said that they were driving by, and they noticed a light on in one of the offices. The windows had all been removed and replaced with plastic covering, but inside, they saw the silhouette of a man moving around. It was the middle of the night, so the two of them decided to check it out, wondering what the hell is in there. They walk into the main hallway, and they see a light down the hall. The office door is open, and it sounds like someone is rummaging through the room. They announce themselves, and the sound stops. The light goes off, and a dark shadow, shaped like a man, floats out of the room. It just stands there for a second, and then moves quickly towards them. They bolted the hell out of there, and when they looked back, there was nothing there. That base is freaky, man. So much bad juju. And if you look up articles about it, there might be something there, especially after the theater incident. And while this dude was telling us all this, other MPs confirmed what he was saying. Nobody was joking, and my pops is intently listening. The main guy brings up that shortly after, they were driving past the hangars in the middle of the night. The moon was really bright, so visibility was super clear. As they drove by, they saw a woman in a flowing white dress walking into the main hangar. They thought it was just some random person on base and decided to check it out. They see her casually walking between the helicopters, like she doesn't have a care in the world. The main guy calls out to her, "Hey!" She stops, turns around to face them, and to their horror, she has no eyes, just two black holes and a hole for a mouth. They said she let out this high-pitched shriek, and after a couple of flashes of light, she was gone. It was just him and his partner left in the hangar. They got the hell out of there fast. Now, my pops had spent 40 years in the military, much of it on that base, and he seemed to know just about everyone. On another occasion, he went to go catch up with some of the other MP buddies of his, and of course, he brought me along. One of the slightly older guys said something to the sergeant major about things getting really sinister out there. One of the guys decided to do a quick drive-through around the perimeter of the abandoned part of the base. And as he was sitting in his car, he suddenly felt cold hands close around his neck, which began choking him. There was no one around. As soon as it started, it stopped, and he hightailed it out of there. They had no idea how to report it, so they just doubled up on patrols after that. If you enjoyed this spooky story, like this video and follow me for more creepy tales. And special thanks to Tales from the Grid Square for sending me this spooky story. If you want to listen to more military horror stories, make sure you follow Tales from the Grid Square.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.